Ezequiel Trumper. He's an Argentinian football journalist who lives in Sydney. He joins us on the line. Ezequiel, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Ben.
A very difficult morning for you.
It is a strange morning. I'm not surprised. Maradona was really, really unwell. He had brain surgery a few days ago. He was also admitted to hospital because he was suffering from heart problems, an addiction to alcohol, an addiction to tranquilizers. He was in a really, really bad shape. The last outing he had publicly was on the day of his 60th birthday. He went to a stadium where his team played, but he did not stay. He was a coach of that team. He looked terribly unwell. It was really, really sad to see him like that.
What was he like to watch? You watched him many times in the flesh.
I am 61, so I used to follow Maradona when he started. I used to go to a little small stadium in Buenos Aires where he used to play for a team called Argentinos Juniors, a very, very small team. And the stadium was full because, you know, we knew that we were in the presence of someone that was weird. The way he moved the ball, the way he played. I was 18 or 19. I went to see him with my friends, a team which I never followed because Maradona was something like celestial, unique, incredible. He did things that I've never seen before or even since.
For those non-football fans, describe the goal of the century.
That is impossible to be done through words. Absolutely impossible. You cannot replicate a slalom of about 20 seconds, dribbling up past seven defenders. Well, not even 20 seconds, probably 12, actually. It's been timed many times. And it changed the perception of football, not only in Argentina, but in the world, because nobody has seen anything like that before or since, actually.
The president of Argentina says you took us to the top of the world. You made us immensely happy. You were the greatest of all. And there are going to be 3 days of mourning in Argentina. We can only imagine the hearts breaking there right now.
That's right. I've been following Argentina on television this morning. Funny enough, the president of Argentina is a fan of that little club that I just mentioned, which is very rare because that club doesn't have many fans. So I would imagine that was a factor. I think 3 days of national mourning is a little bit, you know, over the top. But in Argentina, Maradona was like a semi-god. He was very resisted by many people as well because of his politics. He was anti-establishment. But I think now that he's passed, I think all that will be forgotten.
Ezequiel, we thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Ezequiel Trumper, the Argentinian football journalist who lives in Sydney.